Some good teaching already this morning, I tell you. We got a good start on it. Amen. So, let y'all know, Muff is not going to be here today. She's down at the lake. I came up to bring Tommy. He wanted to go to the graduation ceremony. So I'll be with y'all today.
This morning. Thank you.
I'll be with y'all today.
That's so happy.
There you go. Thank you. So anyway, but it's a rousing start. And we got someone to continue the route. Come on, Candace, sing us a good song.
All right, let's continue on in this vein. Because, let me see here. In Acts 7, 30 through 34, in the Amplified Bible, it says, after 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to him, Moses, in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, in the flame of a burning thorn bush. When Moses saw it, he was astonished at the sight. But as he went near to look more closely, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Isaac. Mm-hmm. Hang on, I'm sorry. All right. The God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. Moses trembled with fear and did not dare to look. Then the Lord said to him, remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground, worthy of reverence and respect. I have most certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt or in here, and have heard their groaning, and I have come down to rescue them. Now come, and I will send you to Egypt as my messenger. Each wow. one of us is his messenger.
Yeah.
So this is holy ground right now.
Well,
as we
stand,
as we worship him.
Let's just stand.
All right.
Glory
to your name.
Aye.
Hallelujah. You are so holy. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this house today.
Thank you.
his presence.
Lord,
we await upon you now.
Jesus.
You know, she sang a song about holy.
Yes.
Holy. Holy.
Holy.
Holy.
And I want to just read this verse for us. You know, Ephesians 1 and 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, who is supposed to be holy?
We are holy.
We're supposed to be holy?
Yes.
I thought he was supposed to be holy.
Yes, he is. That's where we get ours from.
Yes.
The Spirit is supposed to be holy, right?
That's where we get ours
from. Right now, we're supposed to be holy too?
Amen.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, we are.
We are to be holy, right?
Amen.
You know what holy is? Holy is set apart. Holy is set apart. You've all seen the illustration where a man takes a bunch of straws or a bunch of whatever, and he says, you know, you put them all together and you can't break them. You know, they're strong together. But if you take them apart one by one, you can easily snap them, right? Well, we're going to look today at someone who's all together, a group that are they're all together, but then they all came apart. They all fell away and they were weak, except for one. Was it strong? So let's look at that today. We're going to continue our study where we're looking at the events leading up to the crucifixion. Okay? So we're going to continue that. And in 10 minutes, we're going to do this. Okay? So this is, we're looking at the denial of Peter. All right? Now, the denial of Peter is told about in all four Gospels. All four Gospels. So I thought we'd look at that. If someone get John 13, 36 for me. Someone else get Luke 22, 31. Someone else get Matthew 26, 30. And another person get Mark 14, 26. We'll have all four of them.
Say Mark 14.
Right, Mark 14.
What was the first one?
The first one was John 13, right. I see y'all write them all up here.
13 and what, right?
John 13, 36.
Okay, thank you.
And we got Luke 22, 31. We got Matthew 26. 30, and Mark 14:26. I'm sure you're all familiar with this these passages, really. I know it's always kind of intrigued me to read about this. You know, here's Peter. He's a follower of Jesus, if anybody is, right? I mean, he's a staunch one. He's been up on the mountain of Transfiguration with him, right? Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit spoke through him to say he was the Son of the Living God.
Yes.
Right? He was strong with Jesus. But, you know, we're all strong and weak at various times, aren't we?
Well, Jesus said he was a rock.
We could, yeah.
A small rock.
He was a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's look at John 13, 36 through 38. Just read those three. Somebody's got that.
Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me after. Peter said unto him, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Mm-hmm. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lie down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice.
Okay. So, this is the first time that this is being said to Peter. All right? Peter started off this particular time when he said, Lord, where are you going? Right? And Jesus said, well, where I'm going, you can't follow me. Now remember, these were the followers.
Their took whole him deal was, everywhere, yeah.
They were going to follow him everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this was not good, you know. Jesus said this. Peter said, no, 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 I'm going to follow you everywhere you go. You know, I'm a real follower. Okay? And And Peter said, I'll lay down my life for you. I know it's dangerous where you're going sometimes, but I'll go with you, you know. And Jesus says, you know, give it a prophecy. I like prophecy. He gives a prophecy here. Oh, no, this is what's going to happen. You're going to not leave. All right, so then in Luke 22, somebody's got that, verses 31 through 34. Somebody read that for us.
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that their faith fail not. And when they are converted, strengthen thy brother. And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me.
Okay, so here he's talking to him, and he says, look, Satan is demanded to sift you, to have you, mm-hmm. all right? He says, he's demanded you. He's going to sift you like wheat. He's going to see what is the good and what is the bad in you. I'm going to try to get some of that bad out of you. All right? We're going to see if you really are a true follower of Jesus. This is not what Satan's going to do. This is not our accuser, our enemy coming at us, right? But Jesus says what? I have done what? Prayed for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have prayed for you.
He also talked about, he said, when you are recovered.
What now?
Deborah, that is good.
He said, when you are recovered, to go and strengthen the others. He didn't say him. He said, when.
That's
yes.
good. That's good.
Jesus prayed that your faith may not fail.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. His courage was going to fail. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But his faith not fail. Mm-hmm. So let's look at this. And he says, what he says is, it's kind of important. I looked at some of these words. He says, Satan has demanded you. Now, that you is singular, but it could be plural, depending on which, you know, manuscript you look at. But that could be, Satan, he's going to Simon, he's going to test you personally. But it could be plural, which would be him saying, all of you. And we'll see that come about in just a little bit as we go on. But he says here, when you have turned back, when you have turned again, Jesus prophesied, look, you're going to go through a falling away. You're going to go through a denial. But you're going to turn back. You're going to come again. All right? We studied Judas, right? He fell away. But did he turn back?
No.
There's the difference. We all fall away. All the disciples fell away. Right? But we don't have to stay away. Every time we've sinned, we break fellowship with God, right? But we don't have to stay in that state. We can always come back to it. Right? And say, hey, you know what? I messed up. I messed up, God. Let's restore me. Make my heart clean. Let me get back with you. Right? Restore to me the joy of my salvation. So we don't have to stay that way. Peter didn't have to stay that way.
Amen.
It says, when you have turned back,
mm-hmm.
when you come back again, he says, do what?
Strengthen your brothers.
Discern the body.
Yeah.
Discern the body and strengthen your brothers. I've given you a job. I've given you a task, a charge. Okay? You don't just come back. Strengthen everyone else. Because they're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
You're a body.
Amen.
Look out for others. Remember the foot washing? Look out for others.
Yeah.
He didn't say come back and lord it over the others. He said do what?
Strengthen.
Strengthen the others. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
From personal experience. I know it, but I know there's plenty of other people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Somebody we can look to.
Yeah. So this is what Peter was running into. All right. Jesus says this, you know, and of course he says the same sort of thing again. All right. I'm ready to go to prison, I'm ready to go to death, right? Jesus said, you know, three times that you're going to deny me before the rooster crows.
Jesus.
So, this is kind of interesting. So he says, three times you're going to deny me, right? What's the significance of the number three in this instance? Well, let's go on. Maybe it'll come a little bit clearer, okay? I often find, if I'm reading something in the passage in the Bible, and I run across something I don't understand, just keep reading.
Exactly.
Because sometimes you'll find out, oh, okay, that's what that is, all right? So somebody read Matthew 26, 30 through 35.
20, okay, 30?
30 through
okay.
35.
Then they sang a song and left for the Mount of Olives. Along the way, Jesus said to them, before the night is over, you will all desert me. This will fulfill the prophecy of the scripture that says, I will strike down the shepherd, and all the sheep will scatter far and wide. And after I am risen, I will go ahead of you to Galilee and meet you there. Then Peter spoke up and said, even if all the rest lose their faith and fall away, I will still be beside you, Jesus. Are you sure, Peter? Jesus said, in fact, before the rooster crows a few hours from now, you will have denied me three times.
Jesus.
And Peter replied, I absolutely will never deny you, even if I have to die with you. And all the others said the same.
Okay, very good, very good.
Jesus.
Now, we're not going to read Mark for lack of time. Basically, it's the same thing. If you were reading, if you got Mark, you just read the same thing, okay? I mean, it's almost word for word. So here's another time. The first two times that he's talking to Peter about this, they're sitting in the upper room. But now, they sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and then Jesus turns to them all. And he says, you will all fall away. You will all fall away. You're all going to leave. Okay? You're going to go your separate ways. Right? You're all going to deny me, right? So he says, but after I'm raised up, I'm going to go to Calvary. Mm-hmm. All right? Yeah. And Peter, of course, comes back again and says, ah, no, no, no. They may all fall away, but not me. I'm here with you. You know. And this is the third time that Peter says, I'm not going to deny you. And it's the third time Jesus says, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Look out for the rooster. Look out for the rooster, Peter. Right? He's going to get this. Three times he says he won't deny it. Right? And three times Jesus says, yes, you will. Now, what's the significance of the number three? Well, if you look at the number three, you'll find out that that means for sure. For sure. Three times. I mean, that a repetition of something means it's pretty sure, right? You know, things are repeated, but the more you repeat it, the more sure it is, right? What did Joseph say to Pharaoh? He says, the dream that you had, two dreams. Right? He says, because it was repeated, it's for sure. Mm-hmm. Repetition, right, means certainty. Right? He said, for sure. Right? Three times. Three seems to be the number for Peter, right? Because remember, when they had breakfast on the seashore, and Jesus said, feed my sheep, three times. Peter, do you love me? Remember, that was three times. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, this is, for sure, this is going to happen, Peter. But then Peter did what? He came back. He came back. And he strengthened the brothers.
Yes, he did.
But aren't you also denying the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? If you deny Christ, you're denying them all. Mm-hmm.
Whoa, so there's three of them.
That's
there's
sure.
three of them.
That's sure
it. That's right. Pretty sure. Okay, I'm just going to point this out to you, real quick. Well, I will get to this next time. We've kind of run out of time, but we'll talk about the 12 thrones and the table later, another time, okay? But I wanted to point that out to you that they all fell away, all right? They were separated, right? Mm-hmm. Holiness means separation, mm-hmm. right? But there was one among them that was holy, and he stayed with them. He stayed with God. He did not deny God. He did not flee the cross, but he went to it willingly for us. We know who that is, right? We know who that is. That's the one who is holy. Yeah. And because he was holy, because he went through it, he went to heaven after he was raised, and he sent to us the Holy Spirit so that we could be holy. So we can be holy. Amen? Like she's saying, that we all got excited about, right? Holy.
Don't forget the two words you left off of that definition. Separated unto God.
Unto God. Yes. Holy, yeah. Separated unto him. Amen? All right. So we better pray. We run out of time. Father, we thank you so much that we can be separated unto you, that we can be holy.
Jesus.
So guide us in things, Father. Guide us in all things. Guide us in discerning the body.
Yes,
we need each other, Father. We need each other. We can help one another. Even as Barnabas left Antioch and went and saw Paul and brought him back to Antioch to help because he saw that Paul was necessary to help them teach the people in Antioch, teach the new Christians, Father. Even so, we are necessary. Let us remember that we need each other to reach out to non-Christians and to young Christians and immature Christians, and we need to learn from each other so we can minister to all these others, Father. We thank you for that, Father. Be with everyone who's preaching your word today. May they speak the truth in love. We thank you for that, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Ray. That was good.
You bet.
Yes, we are invited. Praise God. So that if they never know.